Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And today on City Scene, we welcome Ellsworth City Deputy Manager Sarah Devlin and also Ellsworth City Councilor Patrick Shea. You'll hear from Patrick in just a moment. Sarah, welcome to Star 97.7. Great to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
So I understand that one of the things we'll be speaking about is something a lot of us take for granted, water.
Yeah. The Ellsworth water supply and water system has received a lot of attention lately in the news. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes to provide some context of what's going on with our water system and what we're planning for the future. So one thing I wanted just to touch on briefly is that the issues that we've been having with our water department are not the people. So this is a result of very old aging infrastructure and rapid growth that the city has been experiencing. It's not the people doing the work. They're very dedicated professionals. They are really focused on our distribution and making sure that our water is safe. And our water is safe. I just also want to make that point that the water that we are providing to our citizens is very safe. It meets all the industry standards and the required testing. And the issues that we're having is really from growth, rapid growth that the city is seeing with aging infrastructure. And the plans for our water treatment plan have been in the works since 2020. And we did a study back in 2020, and that study resulted in a plant design that is going to accommodate growth that we have experienced and future growth for the next 20 years. And the growth is the real driver. We have experienced 36% growth since 2020, which is outpacing the state's average.
36%?
Yes, since 2020. Since 2000.
I'm not surprised. There's more people are saying Ellsworth is one of the fastest growing cities. Areas in the state.
Yeah, and our water infrastructure wasn't designed for that rapid growth. So we now are trying to make sure that we are planning for the future. And this is going to be a multi-pronged approach with the new water treatment plant. We're going to do some upgrades for looping and circulation of our water. We are going to do some digital mapping and asset management and really do some strategic staffing. And all of that together should help us be... provide great water service to the city.
Well, that's a lot of great info. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. And coming up in just a moment, you'll meet Patrick Shea. You know, when some people retire, they really retire. Mm-hmm. They just do whatever they want. But some people,
I don't want to look at them. You're not leaving me.
Some people like to jump right into the middle of it and get things done. And that is Patrick Shea, and you'll meet him next on City Scene from Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And on this segment of City Scene, we welcome Ellsworth City Councilor Patrick Shea. Good morning, Patrick, and welcome to Star 97.7. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for inviting me to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And first of all, let me say thank you for your service.
Yes.
28 years in the military. That is fantastic. We are very grateful, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting career.
You're in the National Guard, right?
Yes, right.
What are some of the things that you would like to see accomplished while you're on the council?
Well, it's like Sarah said, the infrastructure. You know, I'm part of the infrastructure. You got to treat the water. You got to treat the sewage to make the sewage cleaner before you put it back into the natural resources. So the water treatment plant, it is very, very good. I just like to make it better and bigger so that to increase the volume for the demand. But then along with that is the underground utilities, the water lines and stuff. There's a lot of places in the city that it really needs to be replaced.
Well, it's getting old, right? And if it's aging, and as Sarah was saying, we have a demand now. More and more people are moving here. The city's growing, so we got to update stuff.
Yeah. I mean, instead of having a 6-inch line, we might need to increase the diameter, the size of the pipe, so more volume. And then sidewalks, streets. A lot of the city sidewalks are gone. They abandoned a lot of sidewalks.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I used to deliver the Ellsworth American when I was a kid.
So,
yeah. I used those sidewalks a lot.
Well, that's something Charlie was talking about, too. There's been a big study in that. So that the eyes are on that. We know that. That's good.
Absolutely. Well, you bring a lot of experience to the table as part of the Ellsworth City Council. And I think that the next year or two are going to be very interesting, and we hope that you'll come back and join us on future editions of City Scene.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And we'll keep working at trying to do things cost-effectively for the better of the city.
Right.
Thank you. That's great.
Thanks, Patrick, and thank you to Sarah Devlin.
Thanks for joining us in that City Scene on Star 97.7.